And I am joined by Saul Hernandez, the head coach for the Dodge City High School boys soccer team, the reigning state champions. They went 20-0 last fall and started the 2021 campaign off with a 3-1 victory on Tuesday night against Bishop Carroll. And Coach, you get three goals in the first half, and you give up a goal late in the second half, but you got to be pretty pleased with your effort and your overall performance Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. The first half, really happy with. We moved the ball well. Our speed of play was at a fast pace, just the way we like it. And then second half, we kind of slowed down a little bit, and I felt like we got a little complacent. But overall, you know, we got a good win against a good team. Bishop Carroll, they made it to the state final four last year in 5A. Lost to the eventual champions, and, they have a good program every year. I thought that Bishop Carroll was very organized, mm-hmm. very strong, well coached. So a win against those guys, and I'm very pleased with, especially the first game. You know, yep. After losing nine seniors, you always kind of wonder, even though we do stuff in the summer and we play other teams, we had not been together like this with this current squad over the summer. So it was always a little antsy how they're going to come out. But overall, pretty pleased.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you lose nine seniors, and, you know, you obviously have the state championship in your back pocket now, and you know you're going to be getting everybody's best shot at you, and especially a team like Bishop Carroll to open up the season. Doesn't get any harder than that to open up a year.
No, usually we play Wichita South, yep. or, an easy game. We'll win 9-0 just to get going. But I felt when Mr. Gifford and I were making the schedule, I felt like we needed a challenge right off the get-go to see what our weaknesses were, because your weaknesses are exposed against good teams. And if we can get those weaknesses exposed early and fix them early, I think we're going to be more successful down towards the end.
You just mentioned Mr. Gifford. Let's talk about that intro video. How cool was that to see?
Oh, yeah. I never even wanted to be a part of the intro video, but a couple of the boys, you know, they kept on egging me on, hey, Coach, you got to get your two rings in there. Mr. Gifford was egging me on, and so they finally convinced me, so I made a little two-second cameo. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most you'll ever get out of me in those intro videos.
How cool is that, though? Because none of the guys had seen it until right before you opened against Bishop Carroll. Everybody to turn their heads to the scoreboard and the video board on the south side of a Memorial Stadium. How cool was that to watch it as a team?
Oh, man, it was great. I mean, I got to watch it a couple days early. I didn't let the guys know. But, yeah, I got goosebumps watching it, and just watching them up there on the video. You know, it's awesome to have that as a memory for the rest of our lives, you know, go back to it. Hopefully we, you know, get a 5-10 year reunion, and we can look back at that and you know, enjoy it as a team again.
Let's go back to Tuesday night's win over Bishop Carroll. Now you get 6 days off until you play again Monday against Newton in the opening round of the Titan Classic in Wichita. Do you like that kind of gap, especially after that first game? Obviously, you know, it would have been really tough after a loss that first game to have 6 days break, but you guys coming off that victory, is it kind of just, you know, a little, give you guys a little breather and an opportunity to look back at Tuesday night's game and what you guys can adjust going into Monday's game?
I do like that little break, especially yep. because, you know, Bishop Carroll, they were a strong team. Yep. They got the best. We had to play our best against them, and the next day, some of the guys had some knocks here and there, and physically tired, and so it's given us time to recover, right. and give us time to plan out what we need to do for Monday. And yesterday we did a recovery session, mm-hmm. and today they went back at it again. Mm-hmm. The high intensity, the boys looked great, their speed of play looked great, their communication was great. So I'm really pleased with today's practice, and it's got to keep on winning the day every day and getting better every day.
And I'm sure you're okay with that break this early in the season because, mm-hmm. you know, let's say it's in the middle of the season. You don't want 6 days off where you're not playing.
Yeah, especially once we get our rhythm going there towards the middle of the season. Right. But then towards the end, I do like, I think we have a week break because we play that Friday, Saturday.
Right.
in the ITC Classic versus Shawnee Mission South in the Lawrence Free State. So then we have a few days after that. But other than that, yeah, I like to get that rhythm going and get the guys used to playing consecutively like that.
What's it been like practicing this year? Because it seemed like it's much hotter this year than it has been usually. But you guys are out there on the turf every day going at it. It's in 100-plus degrees.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of days we got to go in the indoor. Yeah. I thought it was way too hot, and I didn't want no heat strokes or some bad decision-making because tired legs equals tired minds, and then bad decisions, you know, slide tackling. That someone could have got hurt. But I think we handled it well. The boys handled it well, too. They didn't ask many questions. They just went ahead and did what we told them to do. I hope they know that we do what's best for them and that that it's all part of a big plan to get them to where they should be at the end of the season when it matters.
Let's talk a little about the Titan Classic, which it's usually a really good tournament. How's it feel this year?
Oh, there's always strong teams. Yep. You know, we got Newton. They look pretty good in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then we'd get the winner or loser, depending on our result, of Wichita Heights and Manhattan. You know, Manhattan, we played twice last year, one home, one away. Both games were, I believe they were one goal games, 3-2 actually, both of them. So Manhattan always has a great program. So it'd be interesting playing them. Heights, they're a team on the come up in Wichita. So, and then on the bottom bracket, you got, you know, your typical big powerhouses like Wichita East, Liberal, I can't remember who the other ones were, but it's a strong bracket. And either way you go, it's going to be good games either way you go in the bracket.
So we continue to look at your schedule. How's the WAC going to be this year?
You know, the WAC's always competitive. Yeah. Records sometimes don't even matter. Right. One team can be 0-5, and the other team can be 5-0, and it'll be a 1-1 game, and someone win it in overtime, you know, just – since we play each other twice, we get to know each other better, and we get to make tactical decisions that could affect the game. It becomes more of a chess match than when you just play one team one time a season. But you know, we can never relax on the WAC because we've dominated the WAC for so long that we know that they're hungry every year. They get more hungry, and we just can't let our guard down and keep on doing our best against them.
How does the schedule go back? I know you and Gifford get together and kind of go over that, but year in and year out, it seems like the schedule continues to get tougher and tougher. You have Blue Valley Southwest on the schedule this year. You have Lawrence Free State, Shawnee Mission South. What goes into your thought process on picking up those big opponents from the northeast part of the state?
Well, when I first got here, you know, my first year was a big eye-opener when we played St. Thomas Aquinas. Mm-hmm. They played totally different soccer than what we're used to playing in the Wichita and the WAC. When I saw that, that's when and then we made it state that year. Mm-hmm. And, again, different type style of soccer. So I told Gifford that I wanted our guys to get exposed to that earlier in the season. So when we go up to state that we're not a deer looking into headlights, you know. So that's always been part of the plan, Gifford has always worked with me well, and he hears me out and sees the logic and on the things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So we want to meet those teams early, so we can know what's coming.
Right.
We're not gonna change our style of play much, but if we know what to expect, I think we have an upper hand on that.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like, especially, you know, your two state title runs, that those tough schedules have helped you for once you got up to Hummer and Topeka?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If we don't make those tough schedules, we don't perform in the Final Four, you know. Both times that we won, we played a few Eastern teams, and it was beneficial for the boys. And for us to adjust tactically during the games. So, yeah, it's a big, big advantage for us, I think.
You mentioned losing 9 seniors from last year's undefeated team. Who are some guys that really stood out to you, worked their tails off during the summer to get ready for this fall?
Well, two of them are going to come up. Danny Reese, he shows up every day in the weight room, especially, and you can tell he works at home too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unfortunately he was number two to the goalkeeper of the year last year, but he could have been number one anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that just to say it. I truly believe that. But that this is his year. Mm-hmm. He's the number one for us this year, and he's going to be able to show the state what we've been seeing as a staff the last 3 years. He's been a great leader, a great example on and off, and he's going to be, I think he's going to be one of the top, if not the top keeper in the state. And then Brian Tonch, you know, his communication out there on the field, the way he hustles back and wins balls for us and distributes, it's second to none, you know. His vision's great, and you know, both, like I said, both of them, they're good academically, they're good kids, and you know what we want in this program, we want good kids first, good students, and then good players.
Mm-hmm. And of those nine seniors, I imagine you keep in contact with several of them, and a lot of your former players I know you keep in contact with. How's everybody doing from last year's team?
Well, a couple had to not be able to play. Mm-hmm. They weren't able to fulfill their obligation after they signed. But yeah, Alan Lopez, he's doing great up in Johnson. You know, he got the number nine there, and he's playing great. I know Gili, he's not the starting keeper, but he's been in every game, got a few minutes, but he's gone to every game, learning how the college game is played. Mm-hmm. Eric, he's still they're in Barton as well, and you know, most of them they keep on grinding. I haven't had much contact with them the last 2-3 weeks because of
you kind of been a little bit busy.
I've been super busy, but you know, once everything slows down and we get back into the rhythm of things, I'll be checking in with them a lot more because they're special guys, and you know, I try to stay up with everybody, but hopefully I get to see them play this year because I know that they'll play here in Dodge a couple times. Yeah.
All right, Coach. Appreciate your time as always. And where's the ring? You're not wearing the ring tonight?
No, I don't wear them. I keep them tucked away. They're kind of heavy and clunky, and they're not really comfortable. So just for the videos or maybe for the 5-10 year reunion, yep. I'll wear them. Or if we win the third one, I'll wear them.
Hey, you got your 5-year reunion coming up here in this fall, don't you? Your first one.
Oh, yeah.
16, yeah.
Yeah, 2016, yeah. Yeah. That'll be the 5-year reunion. I think most of those guys are done with college or about to be done with college. And maybe I'm going to have to plan something out for them so they can come out and inspire the next generation.
And check out the new improvements in Memorial Stadium, which I know. How about the locker room?
I can already hear them. Oh, why didn't we have this when we were here? But, you know, it's always – where Dodge City, you know, Gifford, our administration, our board, they do a great job of always improving. I haven't had a class that hasn't come back and said, "Oh, I wish we would have had that," but that's because of the support that we get for our student athletes and you know, and our students. A lot of the students are getting a lot of the use of the nice facilities that we have, and you know, it's not just for student athletes; it's for our students and. And, again, our administration, our board, our superintendent, they do a great job of keep on supporting Dodge City and being, you know, the best facilities here in Southwest Kansas and Western Kansas, possibly even the state.
Yep. All right, Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on Monday night.
All right, thank you.